This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, a secret romance at GMA. The co-host caught cozying up.
Why do I tell you things in confidence?
TJ Holmes and Amy Robach's off-camera relationship revelations. And what's going on in their marriages to other people.
Because problems because our dynamic changed.
Plus, Al Roker rushed to the hospital again just one day after being released. The Today Show host's new health crisis. Then, Prince William and Kate arrive in Boston as a new scandal rocks the royal family. Plus,
come on in.
Jennifer Lopez shows us around the mega mansion she shares with Ben Affleck.
You want some tea?
And Hoda Kotb looking for love? How Jenna Bush Hager is playing matchmaker.
It's coming, but it needs to be the right guy.
It sounds like an episode of The Morning Show, but it's not. A controversy hits the set of Good Morning America. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everyone.
Popular co-anchors TJ Holmes and Amy Robach have worked together for 2 years. Both are married, but now it seems their relationship may have just blown past the friend zone.
We are going to be in full swing here in London.
It's tough to have two playbooks. You have to have one playbook.
Welcome to GMA 3 minus 2. Yes, Robach is not here.
TJ anchored solo today, just hours after the Daily Mail exclusively published photos of him and his married co-anchor laughing in a bar, hanging out in Manhattan, and holding hands in an Uber.
Andrew and I are in our second marriage. We have a blended family.
Amy is married to former Melrose Place star Andrew Hsu. TJ is married to attorney Merrilee Fiebig. Both couples tied the knot in 2010. Two sources tell ET that, quote, both TJ and Amy had split from their spouses before news of their relationship became public. And this is interesting. Both TJ and Amy deactivated their Instagram accounts this morning. We also noticed Amy stopped wearing her wedding ring in photos she posted to her Instagram in October.
Yeah.
Blowing a kiss.
Yes.
The anchors are known for their on-air chemistry.
He always gets into
the holiday spirit.
Why do I tell you things in confidence?
He's never seen Love Actually. How is that possible?
You're not a holiday.
But how and when did this rumored romance supposedly begin?
This is the Platinum Jubilee.
The Daily Mail claims their friendship evolved into something more in June, when they were both in London covering the Queen's Platinum Jubilee for ABC News. One of our sources tells us, quote, there have been whispers at ABC about a possible relationship between them for the last several months. We're also told Amy and TJ had always had a warm, supportive friendship, and they bonded over their love of running. Back in 2015, Amy was upbeat with ET, speaking about her relationship with Andrew, but she told us her battle with breast cancer really tested their relationship.
Because I had always been the strong one, you know, buck up, march on, And he was more of the emotional one. And when I became an emotional puddle, when I became a wreck, when I was scared to death, I wanted him to be something he never was. And so it caused problems within our marriage because our dynamic changed. And we've emerged so strong and so wonderful. I love when people come up to me and say, you guys are doing really good. And we are, and I can say that now. It wasn't always the case in the middle of it, though.
Amy and Andrew have also been open about raising five children from previous marriages.
This is our greatest achievement because it is not easy.
Their blended family challenges led them to publish a children's book just last year called Better Together.
Amy has brought so much to my boys, discipline and love, and it's really been a journey.
It was not easy, and sometimes it still isn't easy.
Meanwhile, serious health news for the Today Show's Al Roker, hospitalized again.
Getting ready to leave the hospital. Time to blow this taco stand. Woohoo!
A source close to Al tells ET just one day after being released from treatment for blood clots in his leg and lungs, the beloved weatherman was rushed back by ambulance the day after Thanksgiving. Al's wife, GMA reporter Deborah Roberts, reportedly became so frantic to follow him to the ER that when her car wouldn't unlock, she tried breaking a window.
It's hard to slow down Al, but he's on the mend and he's on the way to recovery.
Good to hear.
Al's been off the Today Show for 4 weeks and missed co-hosting the Thanksgiving Day Parade last week for the first time in 27 years.
Al's recovering, and he's recovering very well from a recent medical issue. We just want to say we love you, Al.
Tonight, the 68-year-old is out of another live TV holiday tradition, the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting airing on NBC.
We wish Al all the best, sending lots of love his way.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's move on now to a love that is more solid the second time around.
Yes, J-Lo and Ben's love. You know that Jennifer told us love don't cost a thing, but it sure bought them one really sweet love nest.
Which of your movies would you most want to make a sequel of?
Gilles.
Critically acclaimed.
Promise you give me a call first.
Who has made you laugh the most in between takes?
My husband, Ben.
J-Lo takes us inside the rented L.A. home she shares with Ben. In the entry, a photo of this red carpet moment. There's black and white marble floors, a giant kitchen, a pretty magical backyard, and her own recording studio.
It's the 20th anniversary of This Is Me Then. What's your favorite song from that album?
Dear Ben.
Mrs. Lopez Affleck is making all sorts of confessions after announcing her new album, dropping next year, is all about her and Ben's rekindled relationship.
Once we called off that wedding 20 years ago, I honestly felt like I was going to die.
Jennifer explained it to me back in 2014.
Ben was your first heartbreak.
It was my first real heartbreak. It was my first kind of heartbreak. It was just one of those things. You know, I was an adult. We were about to get married. It didn't work out. It was like a tough one for me.
Marry me, say yes.
And how about this sweet insight? J-Lo told Apple Music's Zane Lowe about Ben's secret promise.
On the inside of this ring right here, my engagement ring that he gave me, it says not period, going period, anywhere period, because that's how he would sign his emails when we started talking again. Like, don't worry,
wow.
I'm not going anywhere.
While Bennifer enjoys nesting, Kimye is officially done. That's Kanye taking daughter North to the mall hours after he and Kim finalized their divorce, ending a nearly two-year battle. ET's learned they'll share joint custody of their four children with equal access. Our source adding they'll be with Kim the majority of the time.
Ain't saying she a gold digger.
For his share of the child support, Kanye will pay his ex $200,000 a month. Laura Wasser, Kim's powerhouse divorce attorney, filed to terminate spousal support for both parties, but Ye will be responsible for 50% of the kids' security and education expenses.
It's been a fight for where my kids go to school, and we started our own school.
No matter what he's saying, you always protect him.
As hard as it can be sometimes, I do try to ignore it and just try to do whatever's best for the kids.
Dad, I bought the house next door. What you...
They have a prenup, but Ye is reportedly giving Kim the $4.5 million home he bought that's across the street from her $60 million mansion.
Now this is all I see, and it is so beautiful.
Kim Ye was together 8 years, the same amount of time Hoda Kotb was with her ex, Joel Schiffman, and now she's telling all.
you want what's best for your kids. I'm not sure that every relationship is meant to go all the way. Sometimes people stay in something because they feel like they should. I think sometimes you just have to, you know, kind of use your voice.
The exes are co-parenting their two daughters, but on last night's Watch What Happens Live, fans asked Hoda about dating.
Have I gone on any dates since Jenna said she was going to set me up? Not yet.
Not yet.
But I'm saying yet.
It's coming, but it needs to be the right guy.
Yes.
Right?
Sitting beside Jenna Bush Hager, Hoda also dished about this.
Kathy Lee did not love the Kristen Wiig impersonation.
Mama loves the grape.
It was not
her favorite. No, she did not dig it. I thought it was funny.
Yo ho, Hoda and a bottle of rum.
Now to the Prince and Princess of Wales, who touched down in Boston today for their first trip to America in 8 years.
Catherine and I are absolutely delighted to be in the great city of Boston.
But their arrival was overshadowed by a new allegation of racism from inside Buckingham Palace, one William has publicly condemned as, quote, unacceptable. ET has learned the incident occurred during a reception yesterday. William's godmother and royal aide, Lady Susan Hussey, was accused of repeatedly asking UK native Ngozi Fulani what part of Africa she is from.
Today I'm off to Buckingham Palace representing Sister Space.
Fulani, a domestic abuse activist, is seen here meeting Camilla during the reception. A palace spokesperson says they take the incident extremely seriously and, quote, deeply regrettable comments have been made, adding the individual has stepped aside from her honorary role with immediate effect. Of course, this isn't the first allegation of racism connected to the royal family.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
Our source tells ET William and Kate have no plans to meet with Harry and Meghan during their 3-day American tour. Last night, the Duchess of Sussex was spotted in Indianapolis, where she was a featured speaker in a Power of Women event. The reported $5,000 a table gala included framed photos of Harry and Meghan in the centerpieces. Meghan also makes a surprise appearance playing ping pong with Harry in a new promo for the 2023 Invictus Games. And with their Netflix docuseries reportedly premiering next month, Meghan has fielded another reality offer from Andy Cohen during her latest Archetypes podcast.
This is my audition for Real Housewives of Montecito. Is this the moment?
You don't have to audition. We'll build the show around you. How about that?
There will be no reality show.
I know.
I mean, tomato, docuseries, reality show. I'm just saying, Meghan. Okay, let's jump now from the royal family to the new Addams Family breaking records.
Not above breaking a few fingers.
Only ET can take you behind the scenes of Wednesday. Plus, meet the man behind the hand.
Show some love like
let's
this.
Let's do it.
Like this. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
How they made Thing come to life.
What is it that you want? Hand cream, nail buffer, new cuticle scissors.
And ready for a lusty love triangle in the City of Light? We've got your first look at Emily in Paris, Season 3.
Where's your head at?
You changed my life.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again. Golden Girls.
Golden Girls?
No. Gabrielle may have lost points there. Yes, the Lily Collins love triangle is in full effect for season 3 of Emily in Paris. It drops December 21st on Netflix. But something that just blew up the streamer. Wednesday, fans snapped up a record-breaking 341-plus million hours of
it. Yeah, the Addams Family-inspired series breaking the record set by Stranger Things 4, and our Denny Directo is with the man who had a hand in that, the actor playing Thing.
Mother and father sent you to spy on me, didn't they?
Be my thing. I'm dressed as Gomez, okay? I got a mija. Fans' minds were blown, thinking it was all CGI. Instead, magician Victor Dorobonsu wore a full-body blue suit, hid under tables, crouched behind Jenna Ortega, and even shot scenes underwater to make Thing come to life.
Action! I knew it. Hello, Thing.
I'm curious, what's the audition process like for Thing?
It's a really hard process because you have to show emotions through a simple hand that doesn't have voice or subtitles.
What is it that you want? Hand cream, nail buffer, new cuticle scissors. Consider it done.
I will say, Thing in this show looks a little battered and beaten up a little bit.
Oh, he's beaten up, but he's like next level superhero. He has so much character.
Oh, Thing, you poor naive appendage.
Did you have to do like hand exercises as you were preparing for the role?
A lot of them.
Show me, let's see.
What kind of gesture should I show you?
A good one.
Let's try it together. Okay. Let's. This is your podium.
Okay.
Walk on it, walk on my hand.
Okay.
And show some love like
let's
this.
Let's do it.
Like this. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All right, now let's hand things off to Reese Witherspoon and her Sweet Home Alabama throwback.
Just this timeless classic.
Reese's memories from set and the classic rom-com's connection to her new movie.
Pick one.
Doesn't everybody love something in the little blue box?
Then Jim Parsons' life after Big Bang Theory.
You just have a longing to do other things.
A look at the project that made him quit the show and his Sheldon-inspired reaction to Kaley Cuoco's real-life pregnancy.
Are you kidding?
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy 37th birthday to mom-to-be Kaley Cuoco, who already got her forever gift, baby girl Pelfrey, due next year. And you know, someone who cannot wait to see Kaley's new role? Her Big Bang Theory co-star, Jim Parsons. Our Rachel Smith was with him.
She is looking cute as can be. How do you think she'll be as a mama?
Oh my God, are you kidding? She'll be incredible. Yeah. She was a mother-like figure to me for many years on Big Bang, even though I'm tremendously older than her. She's a very warm person. I think that child's lucky to have her for a mother.
Jim still keeps in touch with Kaley, even though Big Bang ended 3.5 years ago. One project he moved on for, spoiler alert, the film in select theaters Friday tells a love story between a journalist, Jim, and his partner, Kit, who's battling cancer.
Get my husband to bed!
Well, that was Oscar worthy.
Work for Shirley MacLaine.
Sally Field plays Kit's mom in the movie that's based on the best-selling memoir.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was Kit's idea. I was vehemently opposed to it.
How rewarding were those scenes with Sally Field?
They were rewarding once they stopped being scary. I mean, the first couple of times you're doing... Are you kidding? The first couple of times you're doing scenes with her, you're looking in her eyes going, does she buy this?
Other perfect casting happening was for 80 for Brady.
So I was there because Jane has been one of my good friends in the early 80s. She literally knocked on my door and said, you know, come on, we're going to lunch.
And so many of us were heartbroken to hear the news that sadly Jane is battling cancer. Yeah.
She's doing great. She's doing, you know, like shockingly well.
Over in L.A., Reese Witherspoon hit the red carpet at the Something from Tiffany's premiere. Our Cassie DeLore was there.
I love this movie so much. You know, it's just a classic kind of misunderstanding movie. It's got New York at Christmas time. It's just one of those movies you want to sit and watch over and over again.
Now, of course, you have your own iconic scene at Tiffany's from Sweet Home Alabama. What do you remember most about shooting that scene?
They had closed down the whole store, so we were allowed to walk around and look at all the jewelry, everything, and it was just magical. Doesn't everybody love something in the little blue box?
Reese is a producer on the holiday rom-com, which stars Zoe Deutsch, Shay Mitchell, and Kendrick Sampson. The film, which hits Prime Video December 9th, is all about a mix-up at the iconic jewelry store, which leads to an unexpected romance.
I don't know what to say.
What was the best part about working with this cast?
It was definitely very fun. I was also very pregnant.
What will the household look like for you guys on around the holidays?
I think just messes, spilled eggnog, milk, everything. I mean, the more chaotic, the better.
Now, of course, your movie man, he recently starred in a music video with Adele.
I did not know that.
Thank you for keeping me in the loop, Beachy.
You better believe for you I've cried.
How fun was that gig?
I mean, Adele was singing to me in a warm, lazy river at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think I'm good. I think I've checked that off my bucket list.
Did somebody say something? Was somebody talking? Because all I could see were those eyes. Good pick, Adele. Really good pick. All right, coming up, remembering Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie.
I got a love, I got somebody's love, got a hold on me.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, we're with Will Smith. He's hitting the red carpet for the first time since the infamous Oscar slap.
Plus, our Christina Hall exclusive talking married life, co-parenting, and saying goodbye to Flip or Flop forever.
I can't look back like that.
Before we go, a sad day in the music world.
Yes, indeed.
Longtime Fleetwood Mac band member Christine McVie has passed away.
Yeah, we're going to leave you now with our time with the music legend. Goodbye, everybody.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
I've always been quite content, you know, stuck behind my wall of ivories. I like that position. I'm not exactly the most visible of performers in the sense of the word, as Stevie is, for example.
We spent a day at home with the singer who had smooth vocals combined with poignant songwriting. The 79-year-old died this morning after a short illness. Stevie Nicks and the band paid tribute, saying she was the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life.
She's magical.
I wish it from myself.
I just can't see any end to it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is what I do. This is what I love doing.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.